Welcome to BizHelps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHelps is brought to you by AnnaBot. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. There's my name. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Olena Mitruk. Olena Mitruk is a corporate executive, live design and educator, writer, speaker, founder of Brevery, and host of the Brevery Handbook podcast. She teaches modern women practical ways to cope with a busy life. Her BizHelp is about that time when she developed and launched a product, and then she realized that she didn't want to do that after all. Olena, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you, Anna. So here is my story. It was the fall of 2020, and I was ready for more. I had a corporate job, but it wasn't fulfilling me anymore, and I knew I wanted to start a business. The problem was I didn't know what business I wanted to start. So I was doing all the right things, quote unquote, Googling things, Googling those great business ideas. I was trying to figure out where people go to get those amazing business ideas, but nothing was really feeling right. And I spent October, November, and beginning of December trying that, stressing out about it. And then I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I need a break. Around the same time, and that was COVID year, as probably you remember, and cases were going down. We were planning to go on a trip, family trip to Arizona between Christmas and New Year. And so I booked the whole week off my job, but then last minute cases began to skyrocket again, and we decided to cancel our trip. But because my time off was already booked, I decided to keep it. And so it was basically like a slow staycation for me. That was a very unique experience because I'm always busy, I'm always on the go, and having that week to slow down and to not stress about work, to not stress about this business idea was really great. I really told myself, I'm going to stop thinking about it, stop stressing about it. I'm going to just enjoy my life, and that idea will come to me at some point. Then on January 3rd of 2021, I had a tattoo appointment. And so I came to my appointment, and it was going to be on my wrist. The tattoo artist told me, you need to lay on your back because I need your wrist. And I couldn't even do anything. I couldn't play with my phone. It was going to take a few hours. So I was just laying there, staring at the ceiling, listening to some music, kind of sleeping, napping, doing nothing. And in the middle of that appointment, the idea just hit me. I want to develop the goal-setting mobile app for women to set their goals, any goals, fitness, life, professional, personal, anything. And I had this clear image in my mind right out of nowhere that is going to be like a cheerleader, virtual bestie, something that you can have in your pocket, like your own guide in your pocket. Oh, it's going to be so cool. That's what I thought. I immediately thought that that was that business idea that I wanted to pursue. I had no doubts anymore. And because of my technical background, I work in technology, it sounded very natural. I know how to develop mobile apps. I'm going to do it. So I really went for it. I came home that day. I spoke with my husband. He gave me the go ahead. And he even told me, you can use our family money to bootstrap our business. So in the first year alone, I invested $150,000 in designing, developing that app. It took me a year to get it launched. So I launched it in December of 2021, 12 months later.
Yeah.
And for several years, that was the end of the story. I kept telling people that in order to get an idea for business or anything, you just need to slow down, you need to relax, you need to let it go, you need to sort of forget about it, and it will come to you. And that is all true with one caveat. A month ago, I shut down that app. I removed it from the app store, and it's not there anymore. And the reason being is that it's not aligned with my business vision anymore. In the last 3 years, I learned so much. I have pivoted so much. I learned more about the women's needs. I learned more about myself. I grew as a business owner, as a person, and I just felt like that app wasn't doing it for me anymore. And I don't even regret it for a second that I spent all this time and all this money doing it, because it brought me to where I am today. And I know so much more now because of it, because of that first step that I took, because now I know that it wasn't about finding that one and only idea. It was actually finding the right first step that eventually brought me to where I am. And this is not even the last step, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll bring it back at some point, but it's going to be a completely different app, even though it might have the same name, Bravery.
Oh, Olena, this speaks to my bones. Thank you so much for sharing this. And thank you. I love your mindset and how you are wrapping up your story with saying, I invested so much, so many months, so much time. I launched after a year. I invested $150,000 on this. And then this was not what I
that was had not
to
it.
Be doing. It was not it. But it all that all those things that you learned during the process of building that app, even if it cost you $150,000, took you where you are right now. And I'm
exactly.
Sure that this is not even the end of the road for you.
Now I know that this is not the end. This is just one of the stepping stones. And the whole journey is the set of those stepping stones, those steps that you take. And it's almost like I went to the business school. Yeah, it was an expensive business school, but I wouldn't be where I am today had I not done that back then. So I'm very grateful for that experience. And as I said, I don't regret it for a minute. My husband might have a different opinion, but he's not here with us right now.
I really appreciate this story, Elena. Thank you so much. And also the value that you bring with it of what you say, like, I do not regret it because I learned so much. And I'm here and I basically went to business school, even if it was $150,000. And even if your husband has a different opinion of it.
I'm sure he agrees with me. We see eye to eye, so we're good.
He has to. So, Olena, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
I serve busy, multifaceted women like myself who navigate a lot of things every day. And I help them maximize their time, their energy, their capacity, so that they don't have to waste time and energy and achieve more, feel better, be better parents, be better human beings, create more beautiful things in the world. Because I think with that, the more of us can do that, the better world we will be all living in. And if you're interested to connect with me, I have a website, thebravery.com. I'm active on Instagram, thebravery. I also have my personal account, Olena Mytrek. Feel free to DM me, email me. Always happy to connect with like-minded women, individuals, everybody who is on the lifelong journey of discovering who they are, what they're made of, what they can achieve.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Olena Mytrek, for coming in and sharing her story about that time when she developed and launched the product. And then she realized that that wasn't it. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.